A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 12. Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? If then you are not able to do so small a thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will God clothe you, you of little faith? And do not keep striving for what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying, for it is the nations of the world that strive after all these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, strive for God's kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
You have the wrong scripture. I don't know how this got to okay, cool. However, this is very helpful. This is the passage from Sunday. Yes. Does everybody else have the right one?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Interesting. All right. Well, somehow that got mixed in. But I think it's important because all scripture, it's part of a whole, and it comes out of a context. And that's actually where I wanted to start tonight, so this is a very convenient is noting, where does this passage occur? In worship, because we are limited human beings and we are not here for 24 hours, 7 days a week studying scripture, we tend to just take one little piece of it and look at that little piece in detail. And that is important to do. But it's also important to remember that this was part of a scroll, right? Eventually, we got around to the codex, which is this now old-fashioned book technology. But at that time, you're reading these things continuously, one after the next, and the order of the stories is significant, and what is said before, and what is said afterwards, it's all part of the context. And God's word weaves through all of scripture like this, and part of our task as people of faith is to make sense of that weaving. To think about what holds it all together from week to week as we dig into the specifics of a text. Maybe sometimes we'll just zero in on one word, and what does this one word, one image mean in that passage? Sometimes it's also helpful to zoom out and think about how it relates to the whole. So the passage right before this was the text from worship this past weekend, Sunday, and our St. Lydia's Monday services as well, and the one that Betsy conveniently had in front of her, about life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. And Jesus told a parable about a man, a rich man, who had so much grain from his land that he didn't have a place to store it, and so he said, "What should I do? I will build bigger barns so I can store it all, and then I can relax, eat, drink, and be merry. And tomorrow, he died." And Jesus said, "So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves but are not rich toward God." And then right after that comes this passage. And so as we are instructed about anxiety and worries, caring about what we will eat, what clothes we will wear. It's in the context of this discourse about greed, of this discourse about attachment to material, earthly possessions, and to an attachment to an excess of them, to so many of them that we have to build bigger barns to store them, that they cause us to worry and be anxious in the hopes that someday we might be able to relax. But recognizing that in the present, we are distracted from the things that really matter. And so it's into that context that Jesus talks about worrying. And this is a message that I need to hear, and I suspect all of you need to hear as well, that you can hear again and again and again. Just like the idea that God loves you, that God forgives you, those are things that hearing them one time is not adequate. It's a message we have to tell again and again and again every morning when you get out of bed, that this is a new day. That yesterday's sins, yesterday's sorrows, yesterday's failings are wiped away. And today is a new day. And in the context of our passage tonight, today is a day in which you do not need to worry. Can you add a single hour to your span of life by worrying? If then you are not able to do such a small thing as that, says Jesus, why do you worry about the rest? Both of our congregations are in periods of transition, periods where there is a lot of anxiety and worry about what the future holds. What will the space that we worship in look like? What will the people who lead us, the people who are present with us, how will we make ends meet financially? How will this continue to be a spiritual community where all are welcome and all can come to know God's love? So I think this is an important passage for us to hear. To ground ourselves in God's love and care. To trust that God is walking with us. We do not know what tomorrow will bring. But consider the lilies. Consider the blessings that have come out of the difficult circumstances in your lives. The challenges that became opportunities. The frustrating waiting in a line. And then you met somebody who taught you something new. Maybe it blossomed into a lifelong friendship. We never know what God has in store for us. We only know that God's love and mercy continually abides with us. As we think about this little chunk of scripture, in the wide, wide, wide story of God's love and mercy, it's important to remember that anxiety is just one of those things that chains us, that binds us, that separates us from God and from paying attention to our neighbors. And that when we can surrender that, when we can be present, when we receive that bread of life, when we open ourselves up to relationship with one another, when we can see Christ present in and among us, we can trust that God will provide.